Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Don Dolby, or The Adventures of a Laeolian Elf by Dale Perry, is a simple tale of a faithful elf who is imprisoned for his ugliness. A book based in a fantasy world but teaches real-life lessons. Called inspiring, delightful, and entertaining, a vivid, magical, and meaningful story for the young and young at heart. Dale is a longtime veteran of theater. He stomped the boards from Boston to Hollywood, New York City, and in between. A member of the Roundabout Theater Ensemble in New York City, where he acted and directed. Toured with theater groups and performed in summer stock, regional, and educational theater. Dale has studied classical theater in London and Dublin, and at the Institute for Advanced Studies in Theater Arts in New York City. Studied speech and drama at the University of New Hampshire, where he graduated cum laude. While there, he won a Best Actor Award. Dale also received an MA in Theater Arts from UNLV, graduating with honors. A member of SAG-AFTRA, Actors Equity, and the Stagehands Union. Always enjoyed entertaining children, and in fact toured with a theater group out of Boston that performed literary classics like Edgar Allan Poe's works for school kids, and a recent role in the Academy Award-nominated Don't Look Up. And now, the author of the critically acclaimed Don Dolby, or The Adventures of a Laeolian Elf, Dale Perry, our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Dale. Welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you kindly. I'm happy to be here.
Such a great book that you've written here. So much to talk about. I want to start, first of all, with the inspiration for the story and then get into the how the characters will develop. Were developed. A fascinating story there. But what was the inspiration? Where did this whole idea for this wild, mystical universe that you created, where did all of this come from?
Well, it's out of the universe, I guess. I used to live up in Montana. And along the Yellowstone River, I'd go walking through the woodside. And I one day was out there listening in the spring, and I hear this echoing, Dondabee, Dondabee. I don't know if it was Dondabee, but it sounded like Dondabee.
Yes.
Somebody was calling somebody. And as the days went on, it kept sticking with me. And I began to think about different things, and it could have been a little elf in the woods. So I started putting my family into the story, and it evolved from there.
I'll start here in a second and talk about the characters, because the family played a big role in development of the characters. The book is Dondabee, and that's D-O-N-D-O-B-E-E, or The Adventures of a Laeolian Elf. Laeolian is L-E-O-L-I-A-N. Dale Perry is the guest, the author. That's P-A-R-R-Y. His website is MrDale.com. Book available at Amazon.com, all the usual places, LitPrime.com as well. We'll give you all that several times throughout the conversation today. It's all on our website, so you can go and get information on Dale, get information on the book. I want to talk a second about the writing style. It really is effortless. It's been described as lucid, has a natural flow to it. Talk about the writing style, because it really is distinctive. How did you develop this style?
Well, I live on a philosophy of simplify, clarify, and economize. One of the great writers apologized for writing such a long letter because he didn't have time to write a short one. So when you write, I'd like to find the right words that express what I want and describe with an accumulation of detail, but not so much that people get lost and they say, oh, forget about it. Can't bother with reading this stuff. But basically, that's it. It's just being succinct.
Well, and it's a very visual way that you write. In reading reviews, people feel like I know where that is. I can see these characters as Dale is describing them in the book. Where do you get some of the story ideas for your writing, in particular the book Dondabee? Where do some of the ideas come from? You mentioned where you got the main idea. You thought it could have been an elf that was saying Dondabee to you. How did you flesh that? How did you flesh that out with the rest of the ideas for the story?
Well, that's a good question. Basically, I respond either emotionally my reactions to an event or an expression or something. But I imagine it as being very not good to look at, relatively ugly. And then I think that within ugliness is also great beauty.
Yes.
And people sometimes just see the surface and they don't go inside and see what's really there. And Dondeby was a little elf, and he was very magical, and he did a lot of things, and relatively harmless, and basically it evolved from there. My grandson, Leo, who became head of the Aeolian Elf, was kind of the epitome of him, because he was always getting into things, and I compared him to Leo. So I figured from there I go to the family, my wife, his grandmother, my kids, my other grandchildren, and I started writing around them and their personalities. And it just evolved into the story of, well, it's more complicated than I want to get into, but the prince and prince. Prince Paul and Princess Quinella, they are my grandkids. And the other characters in it are basically names that
yes.
I gave them. And it just evolved from there.
Love the characters and the story. The book is Dondeby, or The Adventures of a Aeolian Elf by Dale Perry, our guest on the program. Perry is P-A-R-R-Y. How much fun was that to write stories based on the people that are living with you, some of them in the houses you're writing this? And how much fun was it for them to know that you were putting the story together using their characteristics to develop the characters in the book? That had to be a great experience, a family bonding experience.
Well, I don't think anybody really knew what I was writing. I didn't tell anybody what I was writing until it was done. I was living in Las Vegas. Subsequently, we moved from Montana to Las Vegas, where we lived for 35 years together. And my stepchildren were involved in the poker world there. And so I didn't really get much to see them. But they really didn't have much input with it.
Well, it's fascinating how the story all came about. The book is Dondeby. You'll find it wherever books are sold. Dale's website, a lot of great information there. You can order actually an autographed copy of the book at his website, MrDale.com. Let's talk a little
That's M-R-D-A-L.
Thank you for pointing that out. MrDale.com, MrDale.com. And all of this is on our website. You can go there and you can actually click on and get information. Let's talk about the writing process. What were some of the challenges? And I'm thinking of one is you've got this really entertaining story and you're trying to hold the attention of a younger audience, but the book's designed for young at heart, as I mentioned as well. And at the same time, having some messages in there, you've got some real life lessons that you're teaching. Talk about your writing style and writing this particular book and any challenges in presenting an entertaining book that's very meaningful as well.
Well, I do have a philosophy of life, I guess, that basically do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And somehow people help other people, and some in my story, Quinella, who is the princess, is a little greedy, and she wants to take over the castle and everything that's in it. And so one day, Dondeby is out doing his thing, cleaning the house magically, filling the closets with clothes and the pantry with food and whatever. And Quinella is sleepwalking. She sees him and is frightened by him. She tells her husband, Prince Paul, to get rid of him and put him in the dungeon, which he does. Unfortunately, they took away all the magic, so all the things that they were used to no longer happened. And they suddenly discovered that it doesn't work that way. You don't get something for nothing. And the whole thing just crumbles. And they go back home, and they live happily ever after. trying to be better people.
Well, the book is available, as I say, wherever books are sold. Don Dobee, D-O-N-D-O-B-E-E, Mr. Dale, mrdale.com is Dale Perry's website, the author, P-A-R-R-Y. Let's talk a little bit about, just for a second, on Cole, another character, and this invention of a unique musical instrument, which is a key storyline in the book. How did that develop?
Well, I sort of took Old King Cole, the merry old soul, and made him a little boy called Cole because he looked dirty. He was dirty. He was an urchin who just went around town, but he was a very imaginative urchin, and he one day heard music in his head, and he saw a particular musical instrument, which he went about and created. And eventually it was so beautiful that everyone loved it and couldn't live without it. And Don DeBee's mother and father, Shrevey and Rhoda, see it, hear it, love it. They want to dance. And because they're magical elves, they create a great castle for him and vow to be with him for the rest of his life and give him everything he wants. Basically, that's the story.
Yeah, and as you're telling the story, it's visual in storytelling, even more so when you're reading the book, Don DeBee, again, available wherever books are sold. You mentioned that a number of these characters are based on family members. Is there any one particular character that's maybe reflective of Dale Perry?
Well, it could be James Edward, who actually is my son, James Edward Perry. But James Edward is a man of his word. He promised Punella that he would make her a beautiful pearl necklace, and she wasn't happy with it, so he went throughout the world to find the best pearls that he could find. And eventually he came back, and he actually rescues them from the castle crumbling down with them in it. And I think James Edward, he ultimately becomes a wizard through the help of Don DeBee. So I think I probably identify with him a bit.
When you write books, in Don DeBee in particular, are there things that you find as you go through the process? Maybe it changes from book to book. What are some of the surprising things you find as you're writing a book?
Well, the most exciting thing is that I don't know what I'm going to write until I write it. But most of it comes from someplace. I don't know where you want to call it. I depend on the thoughts that come through my brain as I think upon the particular situation I'm in. And it evolves from there. Each character is introduced because of a need in the scene for someone like that. So I pick this person and I give it a name. The sense maker was very helpful in solving the riddle that he had to solve, that Punella and Paul had to solve in order to get into the castle. And he sort of had a lisp and talked like this, let's say. I chose my grandson for that because he's a great kid. And he's very smart and he knows what he's doing, and he loves words and riddles. So he became the sense maker.
Interesting how this process all evolved. You mentioned riddle. A riddle plays a very important part in the story of Don DeBee. There's so many levels where this book just excels. What do you think makes a good story? As someone who's written stories, obviously, someone who's performed stories, classics, as well as probably from new writers, what makes a good story?
Basically, probably, I wonder what's going to happen next.
Yes. Yep.
It's the mystery of the story, the building up to the climax and the conclusion. That keeps me going. What's going to happen? How's this person affecting that person? And, you know, what's the end result of this? And that's why I like to write succinctly, so that we don't drag it all out. Let's get to the point.
Well, you have a talent. You have a talent for that, and obviously you've probably seen that over the years in reading scripts. Sometimes it's like, my God, I could have said this in like half the time and been even more effective in holding the audience's attention. But you've got a way of writing succinctly. How long did it take? You mentioned that you sort of like sit down and the ideas come to you. How long did it take to write Dondebe from the time you heard the possible elf in Montana to when you finished and the book was ready for publication? How long did that take you?
Well, over time, I didn't really dedicate myself to writing it because there would be insights that I would get through the day. It's always there in my mind.
Yes.
And an event would happen in the family, and I would, well, that sounds good. I'll try to put that there in it. It took about maybe 6 months or 7 months after moving from Montana back to Las Vegas. I had more time to sit and write and think about things.
With us on the program is Dale Parry. That's P-A-R-R-Y. The book we're talking about is Dondebe, D-O-N-D-O-B-E-E, or The Adventures of the Leolian Elf. That's L-E-O-L-I-A-N. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Very easy to remember, MrDale.com, his website, MrMRDale.com. Book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places, LitPrime.com as well. And again, all of this is on our website. You've got this amazing insight, and I want to talk about this. You've presented plays to all types of audiences, older audiences, younger audiences. You toured and presented plays in schools. Is there a special affection you have for a young audience? You do this book so well. You write on their level. You capture their attention, which isn't always easy to do with a younger crowd like that. Does that go back to this attraction, this affection you had when you were traveling doing the Edgar Allan Poe works?
Well, I'll tell you, if you ever want to have an experience, we traveled to high schools all over the southern part of the United States, and you get 1,000 kids in one auditorium.
Oh, wow.
And you're acting on stage, and all you hear is popcorn crunching out there, and they're throwing things around. And trying to keep their attention as you're doing it is a lot of fun. But they're kids are kids are kids. And I always enjoyed using that enthusiasm that they have in teaching them theater. I did some summer theater with kids before. But I enjoy their energy, their imagination. They're great.
Yeah, and you can learn from them too if you're just sort of observant and suddenly you're learning from this group that you're performing in front of. A couple minutes left in the program. I want to talk about basically what you're doing now. A lot of I mentioned the Don't Look Up, the role you had in that the highly praised picture. How active are you now, and are you working on another book?
Well, I'm not very active. I'm along in years. I think I told you I'm 83 years old.
Young.
And I recently moved from Vegas to here. But a couple, 2-3 years back, I'm also a master carpenter and technical director. And I did some work up in Vermont and northern Massachusetts as a master carpenter, technical director for theater. So I've pretty much got out of performing and doing what I really do enjoy is carpentry, designing, building theater sets and whatever. But I'm not doing much of anything right now.
Well, what an amazing career. Edwin Dale is talking about where he is now. He's back in the Boston area. You know, it's interesting when we talked before, you were saying this was a great book for parents to read to their kids. But you say, unlike you sort of go through the motions sometimes as a parent reading a book, you can really get very animated in reading this, and you probably should to make this effective, shouldn't you?
Well, I think you should read it aloud because there's so many characters with so many different voices.
Yes.
We are in the process of making an audio tape of it, so that might be fun. But I think it's one book to read aloud. I think the images are great, and they probably can be created in the minds of these kids and have fun. But I like it. It reads well.
Well, it really does. The book is receiving excellent reviews. Again, it's available basically wherever books are sold, but I'll make it easy. Of course, it's at Amazon. You could remember that. And go to Dale's website, MrMRDale.com. Information on Dale's background, how this whole story all came about. And you can, of course, order the book there, an autographed copy of the book as well at Dale's website. And all of this will be on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dale, any advice out there for people that are thinking of writing a book? Maybe they've got a story inspired similar to what you went through and think, I've got this story. I really don't know how to go about writing it and taking it from there. Any advice to first-time authors?
Well, yeah, don't give up.
Yes.
I think writing is really great, but there's also an element that I find interesting is that the universe will help you. It comes in and gives you the information that you need or that particular situation that you want to develop, and just listen to what comes in. Basically, that's what was I was basically doing that. And it worked out. Just don't give up.
Did that help as an actor as well, as you're trying to develop this character? Maybe sort of let your mind open, and over a period of time, maybe that character develops in a way you didn't expect.
That's true. Yep, that's true. I find that as an actor, when you create this character, this personage within you, you take on that, and it comes almost naturally.
Yes.
From where I don't know, but it comes. But don't give up.
Well, those are the words to live by, and this book is done so well at a number of different levels. And again, it's for the young and the young at heart. The book is Dondobe. That's Dondobee, or The Adventures of the Laeolian Elf. The book is by our guest Dale Parry, P-A-R-R-Y. His website, MrDale.com. Mr. is M-R. Book available Amazon, usual places, and all of this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dale, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of what an amazing career that you've had, and Dondobe, the latest. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
It is our pleasure. Dale Parry, author of Dondobe, or The Adventures of the Laeolian Elf, the book available at all the usual places. Find out more on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.